Opening. Hi, welcome. In this lesson, we're going to build a classic canine-style filtered riser in Ableton Live 12 and learn how to control and arrange it using macros, clip envelopes, and some groove pull tricks so the riser locks to your drums and evolves across the build. This is a beginner-friendly sound design tutorial focused on drum and bass, so I'll keep steps clear and practical. Lesson overview: what you'll learn. How to make a 4/8 bar filtered riser using only Ableton stock devices. Wave Eatable or Operator, Auto Filter, Saturator, EQ8, Reverb and Delay, how to map core controls to macros for easy sweeping, and how to use the groove pool to add microtiny, swing and rhythmic motion that matches your drum loop. What you will build by the end: you'll have a 4/8 bar riser patch inside an instrument rack using a tonal oscillator plus noise. 3 mapped macros for coarse pitch sweep, filter cutoff and texture or saturation. Clip and arrangement level control to time the sweep precisely. A groove pool workflow where you extract a groove from your drum loop, apply it to riser clips, and vary groove amounts to make the riser feel more or less loose and rhythmic. A final processing chain with auto filter, saturator, EQ8, reverb / delay returns, and a utility for level control. Quick settings: set your project tempo to around 170-176 BPM for drum and bass. I'll use 174 BPM as an example. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Make the basic riser sound. 1. Create a new MIDI track. Press Cmd/Ctrl+Shift+T. 2. Load Wave Eatable or Operator if you prefer. In Wave Eatable, choose a bright saw or rectangle Wave Eatable for oscillator 1, and set oscillator 2 to a noisy or high harmonic Wave Eatable for texture. Balance OSC 1 and OSC 2 so you have a tonal body and a noise layer. 3. Turn unison to 2/4 voices and add a small amount of detune. Keep detune subtle so the sound stays tight for D&B. 4. Create a 4-bar MIDI clip with one sustained note across the clip. Pick a pitch that sits well with your track. C2 to C4 is a good starting point. 5. Group the device into an instrument rack with Cmd/Ctrl+G and create 3 macros. Macro 1. Transpose or master tune. This is your main pitch sweep. Macro 2. Filter cutoff. We'll map auto filter here. Macro 3. Texture or saturation send. Map to a send level or the saturator dry / wet. Step-by-step walkthrough. B. Add filtering and movement. 6. After the instrument rack, add an auto filter set to low pass. Keep resonance low to medium and drive off for now. Map the auto filter frequency to macro 2. 7. Add a saturator after the filter and map its drive or dry / wet to macro 3 for tonal aggression as the riser opens. 8. Put in a EQ8 after saturator to tame harsh highs and to shape low mids if needed. 9. Create a short reverb and delay on return tracks for tails. Use a high pass on the reverb return so the tails don't swamp your sub bass. Step-by-step walkthrough. C. Create the sweep control 10. For a smooth continuous pitch riser, automate macro 1. In arrangement view, draw a rising curve from around minus 24 semitones up to plus 36 or plus 48 over the clip length, or use clip envelopes. Select the clip. Open envelopes, choose device instrument rack macro 1 and draw the curve. 11. Automate macro 2, the filter cutoff, from low to high across the same region. Consider a small resonance bump near the peak but keep it controlled. 12. Duplicate and vary clips to create different curve shapes, linear, S-curve, exponential, so builds feel different across the arrangement. Step-by-step walkthrough. D. Texture and stereo interest. 13. Add another chain in the instrument rack for pure noise. Use operator or a sampler with white or filtered noise. Give this chain a slightly different filter, and map its chain volume to a macro so you can bring the noise up toward the peak. 14. For widening toward the end, add a grain delay or chorus after the rack and automate its dry / wet to increase in the last bar or two. Step-by-step walkthrough. E. Groove pull tricks. 15. Open the browser and go to Grooves. Drag a groove preset into the groove pool to add it. 16. Select your riser MIDI clip, then in clip view choose the groove you added. 17. In the groove pool controls, adjust timing, velocity, random and global amount to taste. Timing gives micro timing offset. Velocity can create gated or pulsing dynamics. Random humanizes and global amount scales it all. 18. A powerful trick. Extract a groove from your actual drum loop. Right-click the drum clip and choose Extract Groove. Drag that extracted groove onto your riser clip. Now the riser's micro timings match the drums exactly. 19. Create evolution by making multiple riser clips across the arrangement and applying the same groove with different amount values, for example, 20%, 60%, 100%, so the riser becomes progressively looser and more rhythmic. 20. If you need to bake the timing for audio, use commit in the groove pool to apply the groove permanently. Step-by-step walkthrough. F. Final arrangement control and polish. 21. Place your riser clips across the intro and build. Use clip gain or map a macro to chain volume to control the riser's perceived energy. 22. For a subtle pump with the drums, sidechain a compressor on the riser to the kick or drum bus. 23. Automate reverb and delay sends to open as the riser peaks, and consider a quick high pass or abrupt EQ at the final bar to create a clean moment for the drop. Common mistakes to avoid: don't apply a groove before warping audio properly. Audio must be warped or you'll get wrong timing. Avoid extreme resonance at high cutoff. It can produce harsh peaks and clipping. Don't map dozens of parameters directly to automation lanes. Keep control on a few well-labeled macros. Double-check the project BPM before extracting or applying grooves. Don't over-quantize the groove. Start with 20-60% timing and tweak. Pro tips: extract the groove from your drum loop. It's the fastest way to get a native feel. Use clip envelopes for per clip sweep so you can copy and vary shapes quickly. Automating groove amount per clip is simpler than trying to automate the groove pool itself. Send the riser to a short bright reverb with a low cut on the return to avoid muddiness. Freeze and flatten layers when you're happy to save CPU and lock timing. Mini practice exercise: try this. Set tempo to 174 BPM. Build a 4-bar riser in Waveeatable with 1 tonal oscillator and 1 noise oscillator. Map macro 1 to transpose, macro 2 to auto filter cutoff, macro 3 to saturator drive. Create 4 1-bar clips. Extract a groove from a drum loop and apply it, setting groove amounts to 15%, 45%, 75%, and 100% across the 4 clips. Automate macro 1 to sweep from minus 12 to plus 30, 6 semitones, across the 4 bars, and macro 2 from about 200 Hz to 6 kHz. On the final clip, add a grain delay with dry/wet rising from 0 to 40%. Listen for how increasing the groove amount adds rhythmic life as the riser gets louder and brighter. Recap: you've built a canine filtered riser by layering a tonal oscillator and noise, mapping 3 core macros for pitch, cutoff and texture, and using the groove pool to sync micro timing and velocity to your drums. Key takeaways: keep control centralized with macros, prefer clip envelopes for per clip variations, extract grooves from your drum loop for a native feel, and vary groove amount across clips to create evolution. Closing: take the riser apart and experiment. Try different groove sources, change macro ranges, and freeze a few versions so you can compare. Keep the riser in simple layers, pitch motion, texture, and groove, and you'll have a flexible tool that slots into any DNB build. Good luck, and have fun designing your risers.